If we go back in time, not too far, maybe 10 or 15 years, it was pretty well assumed that this was a very special concept just for humans. And part of the reason we thought that was it had taken humans a fairly long time in culture to develop the ability to understand what zero was. And it was so, when we discovered the concept and it was formulated into mathematical principles, which underpin most of our technology today, it was thought to be so special, it had to be something very, very powerful. It required a very large primate brain or human brain. And then a few studies started coming out showing that some other primates, for example, chimpanzees or a chimpanzee, could also understand or get part of a way to understanding the concept of zero. And so then perhaps the thinking was, well, it's something maybe a bit special about large primate brains. And then a very interesting set of studies came out on Alex the parrot, which is a very interesting parrot that had been raised in captivity and was able to verbalize answers. And it also demonstrated evidence of being able to process the concept of zero. And this got our attention. And because we had access to this wonderful model of a honeybee, enabling us to test how an animal with a very small brain could process information, we thought, well, let's test how wide this principle might be in the animal kingdom. And so far, we only know the ability has been demonstrated in humans, some other primates, a parrot, and now the honeybee. So it's a pretty big breakthrough. Although there are other studies showing that animals like fish can count, but I don't believe it's been proven yet that they can process concepts as abstract as zero.